Okay, we're up to I think six lines from the bottom. Misha chetzi ve chetzi ben chayrin. Eni moitzi lo yasmina ve lo she'ena minai. Amar Rav Huna. Ula'atzmai moitzi? Can it be moitzi himself? Is that true? Av Amar Lei. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Huna. I'm sorry. I apologize. Let's do that again. It seems like a thing. Amar Vunu la'atz my mitzi, but he can be mitzi himself. Statement. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Maishna la'achayrim deloy. Why can't it be mitzi other people? Why is it different? They can't be mitzi other people. Delo asit tzad avdus u'mafik l'tzad chayrus. Because his tzad avdus can't be mitzi the tzad chayrus of other people. La'atz my nami of another chetzi of a chetzi mencharin. That's my nami himself also. Lo asit tzad avdus didei or mafik l'tzad chayrus didei. He can't be mitzi the half of him that's an evi can't be mitzi the half of him that's a ben chayrin. Ella amar of Nachman. So it seems like Rav Nachman is going to take a point with this. Af la'atzmai einoi mitzi. He cannot be mitzi himself. Tanya nami hachi. It seems like there's a brisa to support this. Misha chetzi ve'ev chetzi ben chayrin. Af la'atzmai. Can't be mighty himself because when he's blowing, half of the blow is from someone who's not machuyev. Tani ahava bereder of zera. Kol brachos kulan afapi sheyatza mighty. All the brachos, even though a person was already yaitze the mitzvah, he could be mighty someone else. Chutz mi berchas alechem berchas aperus. Now, if you look, the Rashi says v'shar berchas aperus. And ruch and rechani, chutz mibrechas lechem brechas hayayin. So when the Gemara says chutz mibrechas lechem brechas hayayin, it means any brechas hananin basically. Shim lo yatza mitzi. If I wasn't yatza, I could mitzi someone else. V'im yatza, but if I was already yatza, ain't a mitzi. I can't be mitzi someone else. Boy, Rava. Rava asks the question. Brechas alechem shel matzah. In other words, it seems like something that's an obligation for you to do, the other person to do, so then I could be make the bracha for him. But something that's a rishus, like just, you know, brichas hananin, that I can't do. So what about brichas alechem of matzah? And brichas hayayin of kiddush? They're making bore priya gofen that you make in the context of kiddush. Or the amitzi lechem in aris, they make in the context of matzah. Mount, kiven dechoyvahu mapik. Would you say that I need to make this bracha, or therefore I could be might see someone else because it's considered to be something that's obligatory? Odoma bracha lab choyvahu. This bracha is not the choyv. The choyv is kiddush. Nor vas. What are you going to tell me? But I can't make kiddush without making a berpira guffin. Okay, but the guffin isn't really the thing that you are obligated to do. You're obligated to make kiddush, and therefore you have no choice but to make bar priya gofen. Tashma, the Gemara says, I can hear both ways. Says the Gemara, Tashma, Damar Rav Ashi, ki avinam beraf puppy. When I was by a puppy's house, having a kaddish lun, you'd make kiddush for us. Chi avi asi arise midabra, when his oris is his sharecropper would come from my outside. So then having a kaddish lahu, you'd be makadish for his sharecroppers. So what do I see? You made bar priya gofen a second time. So you can see you could do it. Now the Gemara is going to try to support what we mentioned from Ahava, the Noishel Rabbi Zeira. And the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, lo yifras adam prusa lo archim, elam ken oichal imahim. A person should not eat a prusa. You should not make a bracha. It means break bread. But the point is, you shouldn't make a bracha for Archim, Elam Ken Oichel Iman, unless he's going to eat with them. In other words, similar to what we said before, Birchas Hananin, over here, it's talking about bread before we're talking about other things. You can't make unless you eat. Aval Parisu Libanov Ulubnei Beisai, Kedei Lachanchon B'mitzvahis. But a person is allowed to say the brachas. But he's really just doing it in order to mechanech his children and his family in mitzvahs. Ubehalel, ubemegillah. Afapisha Yatza might see. When it comes to Halal and Megillah, which are things a person is mechuyev to do, even if you're Yatza already, you could be mighty someone else in the bracha, because that's similar to, that's part of the Birchas HaMitzvahs, as we mentioned, Afapisha Yatza might say. Okay, my friends, Hajjan Alach Ra'u Bez, then we have finished this, another perek. We have one more perek to go. How many more Bleta is there?
Pinchas? Like five, no?
Okay, we can do this, Bez Hashem. It's very exciting.
I have a question, if you don't mind, quickly. Sure. Like, to this din of Erevos, to have like, we're doing now, where you're being mighty somebody else. So, like, I'm learning a little bit of Kedushin, and we're handling what the difference between Shlichos is and the difference between Zechiah is. But when we were handling that Sugya, we never really handled what this is. So what is this compared to, like, what is this din Arvos? Is it a din Zechiah? Is it a din Shlichos? Like, how does it connect? Is it its own din?
Yoni, there's no black and white answer to that question. It's a great question. Sounds like, would make for a great article, like Shtikl Torah. What is the din of Arvus? How does it work? As we know, Arvus works. Does it work as, I mean, I would assume it would be more of Zechia than Shlichus. But again, it's not, I don't think there's a black and white answer to that question. I think it's definitely a thinking question. But I don't have an answer. I can't tell you. Excuse me. Okay, my friend. So the third perek, just to do a quick review, the very first Mishnah, which seems to be very out of place, is about Ru Bezdin V'chol Yisrael, is about seeing the new moon. And we spoke about Mekudesh, and they didn't get a chance to say Mekudesh. What happens if Bezdin sees? What happens if Bezdin of three sees? We spoke about the din of Ein Eid Naseh Dayan, which means an aid that witnesses can't be a Dayan, an aid that testifies for sure can't be a Dayan. We spoke about Yitzilo Eidah. There's a difference between when we're dealing with killing someone or we're dealing with Kiddush HaChodesh. Anyway, the next Mishnah, which is pretty much in line with all the rest of the Mishnahs, speaks about Kol HaShoifres. All the Shoifres are kosher except for Parah. We spoke about why a Parah would not be kosher. The Gemara actually said three different Pshatim as to why. The simple Pshat is because it's called Keren and not called Shoifer. And Rabbi Yosef says that it is called Shofar. There's two other pshatim of Ein Kateger Nasa Sanager. That was one pshat because of the chet of the Egel Azov. And Shofar is considered to be Bifnim because it's the Zikaron, or because of the structure of the Shofar. The chet of the Shofar is Gildi. And that's like, that looks wrong. It's Shofar Echad Amrachmana. Then the Gemara just went into a discussion about different words. Where do we know where they mean from? And Amsa de Beirevi, that she was explaining where this word came from, that word, where broom means, what it means when it comes sirugin, what it means shlachich aleihem shem yahavcha ninfi, all these different interesting words. The next Mishnah spoke about which shofar we'd prefer to use, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yoal Poshet. And then it spoke about a lot of things that were in the Mikdash. It was Piv Mitzupazav, it was Chatzoitz Reis, and we spoke about Tainis, is Schorm Kfufim, Piv Mitzupakesef, Chatzoitz Reis Be'emtza, and we spoke about Yoivol. Those are the three basic times that we blow. Rosh Hashanah, Tainis, and Yoivol. There are other times also by Korbanos, we blow Chatzoitz Reis. We're not going to get into that now. Should you use a round shofar? Should you use a more of a flat shofar? It depends. Should a person be bent over, or should a person be open? That was part of the machloikas over here of what type of shofar to use. Then we spoke about piv mitzupazav doesn't necessarily mean exactly where the mouth is. That would be a chatzitza. It means around the mouth. And we spoke about the problem of trei koli lo mishtamoy. The Gemara ended up saying that trei koli, if it's a dvar mitzvah, if it's something chaviv, it's something chaviv, it's mishtami, something chaviv, not just dvarim, it's something chaviv. The reason why we blow extra long is not because I can't hear the shofar and the chatzitzis at the same time, rather just that to indicate that the mitzvah sayyim is with the shofar and not with a chatzitzis. We spoke about why is it that The Shefer of Tainus is made out of Kesef, called Knufya the Kesef, or Chasam HaMishal Yisrael, as opposed to Yom Tif. Yom Tif, we ball, we go all out for Yom Tif. And then we spoke about how could Yovel be Shabba to Yom Kippurim, and they're davening, according to the opinion that says, Rabbi Eliezer, which says that Petishrei Nivra Olam, you're going to say the Tfilah, say Yom Tchilas Ma'asecha. We say, Nechanami, it means everything aside for that. Then we spoke about what happens if your shofar is damaged, your shofar is cracked, you have broken shards of shofar. What happens if there's a hole in your shofar and you stop it up? It depends on whether or not there, it depends on whether or not it's going to alter the sound of the shofar. The first two are puzzle. And then we spoke about a person blows into a pit. They have to hear the authentic sound of the shofar and not the echo. Then we spoke about someone who's walking behind a shul. He has to be mechavin. He has to think about it, and then he's going to be yaitse. And then we spoke about all different types of shilas about if you make the shofar smaller, it's okay. There's a minimum shear shofar. You have to be able to hold it in your hand and see on both sides. We spoke about the sound of the shofar. It doesn't make a difference. We spoke about a drilling into a shofar, into the cartilage of the shofar. Every shofar needs to be drilled. But over here, you drill into the cartilage, then it's going to be okay because it's min b'mino, it's not chaytzeitz. Then we spoke about what's this issue of being inside the bar, and being outside of the bar, and a person going from inside a bar to outside of the bar. That was a lot of the discussion that we had over here about this shaila. We spoke about using a shofar that's usher ba'ana. We ended up saying mitzvah slav lahanas netno. So really, it's okay to do that. And then we spoke about the din of mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or lav tzrichas kavana. It seems to be a machloikas, that discussion. And then basically, the last thing we got into is chayr shoytiv akatan. We spoke about the Mishnah Moshe Rabbeinu. His hands went up. They put up the serpent. Everything's about having kavana and Hashem. I'm going to have to get this call. I'm getting a call from Eretz Yisrael. It's basically it. And then we spoke about chayr shoytiv akatan, being mitzi and being mitzi someone else. You have to have kavana. My friends, if anyone wants to speak, feel free to call me. Thank you very much, everyone, for learning with me. Yeah.